Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfridaLoveShow.com. Stellar Gospel Music Show.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted on tonight that each of you have decided to tune in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. And I want to thank God, my family, my friends, my co-host, and each and every one of you for tuning in on tonight. On tonight, we're going to go over our this is our praying with power and love, and we're going to pray with power and love. But first, let us read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Before we begin, I would like to play one song by Mr. Luther Barnes. I had the opportunity to actually see Mr. Luther Barnes minister this past weekend in Las Vegas. This particular song is called It Is Your Time. And I want you to understand and recognize that the season of the Lord is here. I also want you to understand that God reveals that he is blessing right now. He's in the blessing business. And God says, I come to bless. I do not come to persecute. I do not come to destroy. He says, I come to bless. He says, whatever you sow, that shall you reap, but you shall reap it double fold. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen. So we're going to listen to Mr. Luther Barnes, It's Your Time, and then we're going to go into prayer. You're listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love.
Now it's your time to be glad.
held on, and you were strong. For your faithfulness, it's your time. You encouraged everyone else when you needed it for yourself. And for your faithfulness, it's your time.
For your blessing. It's your time.
It's your time, and as the music is playing right now, we're getting ready to meditate. And whatever you do to meditate, I hear people moving around now, but whatever you do to meditate, get into that position and we're going to meditate unto God. We're going to pray unto God and thank God and bless God and worship God. And if you want to pray along, you can. But we're going to pray to God. This is by Brother Dappy Keys. Your presence is heaven to me. This is a piano music meditation. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight in the most humble manner that we know how. We thank you for blessing us to wake up to see another day. We thank you for keeping us all day and all night, Lord. And we have great anticipation that when we go to sleep, that we'll wake up in the morning and restored in our right minds, with our strength renewed and our minds made up, that we are going to build the kingdom as we go out to our prospective places. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are going in. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless individuals from the extremities of their head to the extremities of their feet, Lord. Would you bless their eyes, their ears, Lord. Would you bless their souls. Would you bless their inner strength, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we ask, would you just bless them in the way that you know how. And then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who have a void, whether they're missing someone or something, or they're out of the ark of safety, or whatever it is. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you restore such a one, Lord, and put those individuals where you would have them to be, Lord. And if they're missing, bring them back, Lord. And if they're forsaken, Lord, restore them, because we know you can do everything, Heavenly Father, but you will never fail. Lord, we thank you for the revelation. We thank you for the encouragement. We thank you for the preached word. We thank you for everything that you are doing, the things that you've already done, and the things you're going to do in the future. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you anoint us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet? Would you embed your power on every situation, everything that we have, Heavenly Father? And would you help us, Heavenly Father, to continue to build up your kingdom? We ask, Heavenly Father, would you decrease us and increase you so that your power may be manifested? We ask that you restore and bless each organization. Bless each organization one by one, then bless all together. We know that all things work for the good to them who love the Lord. And we ask that things begin to work for good. Help us to stay encouraged. Help us to remain empowered and continue to give us strength like only you can, because we know that you will help us to be like eagles, and so that we can soar and we can renew our strength and we can keep on keeping on. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless our youth all over this land and country, Lord? You've given a vision. You revealed a vision, Heavenly Father. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you place your power on the vision, where we may be able to set up this vision, Heavenly Father, all over this land and country. But charity first starts at home, and then it spreads abroad. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless everything that we touch? Would you bless it to be successful? Every place that we go, would you bless it, Heavenly Father? Our going out and our coming in. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless this ministry? Help us to be able to set up on platforms that you have established so that we may continue to give the word of God. We surrender our lives unto you and we say, Lord, sign me up for the Christian Jubilee. Write my name on the roll. And we ask that we be additions to the building of your kingdom, Lord. And we ask that anything that would destroy or turn down your kingdom, Lord, be cast out and destroyed. Now, Lord, as we prepare our hands to work to build your kingdom, and as the words of our mouths and the meditation of our spirit be acceptable in your heart, we ask, Lord, that we continue to nourish the people and give them what they need to empower and uplift and magnify who they are. Lord Jesus, we ask in the name of Jesus that you bless those who fight for me and bless those who have turned away from you for whatever reason. We ask that you restore them back and bring them back unto you. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless our youth all over this land and country. Would you bless them to be obedient and respectable and to want to learn? And, Lord, we ask that you continue to help us to be role positive images in which they can see and know that there is a reason for serving a true and living God. Lord Jesus, we lay everything upon the altar of your heart, and we ask that you bless each and everything we have, Heavenly Father. We know that in your word and in your revelation, Lord, that you're going to bring some great things into us. You have some great news that's coming, Lord. And we say thank you. Lord, and as we back up, at least we not forget that you brought us from a mighty long way, and we want to say thank you for that. Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't say thank you. But with this one, we say thank you. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, as we begin to really think about you at the 3 o'clock hour, remember you at the 3 o'clock hour, and become the fountain rather than the drain, we ask, but we continue to do it in the name of Jesus. We ask where we do things that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask, Lord, will we become better for you each and every day? And would you help us to do better, to live better, to walk better, to talk better, to live better? And then, Lord, we ask that each place that you send us to minister, each place that you send us, Heavenly Father, that your word, that your encouragement leaves an impression on each and every person. We ask, would you bless our ears to open up so we can hear your revelation, and our eyes to continue to look towards the hill from which cometh our help, and our mouths to continue to speak your word. We ask that our feet continue to walk into the will of God. We ask, will we just continue to bless you, Heavenly Father, and to empower you and magnify who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this opportunity. We thank you for the radio station. We thank you for the places you're going to take us. Thank you for the people we're going to meet. And we already proclaim and thank you for those who are coming on the ministry, those who will come, and those who are listening right now. Now, Lord, as we transition into a greater height, a greater depth, we ask, Heavenly Father, that you give us somewhere in your kingdom. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. And as this music is playing, there has been a very great feeling that has overcome me. Because I know, and as the music is playing and we have a commercial going on, but I know that God is good, and the God that we serve is wonderful, and he's great. And we have to keep the faith, and we have to keep pressing, because God is going to do it. God is going to do it. Amen? Amen. I want y'all to hear this one song by Pastor Marvin Wine, "As Great as Thy Faithfulness, Great as Your Mercy." And then afterwards, we're going to go ahead and go to the announcements, and I'm going to bid you a great night. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, Stellar Gospel Music, where Jesus shines with love. You can sing if you want to. All right, here we go.
There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not compassions. They fail not. And thou hast been now forever. Springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, thy mercy, and thy love. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness.
Yes, sir.
Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have need and my hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Here's my favorite verse. Pardon for all my sins.
Yes, sir.
I thought it should have been somebody else's favorite verse, too. And peace that endureth thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for all of my tomorrow. Blessings are mine with 10,000 thrown in.
Sing it.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Yes, sir.
Great is thy faithfulness. Every time I wake up in the morning, a brand new mercy I see. And all I have ever needed, thy hand hath always provided. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is your mercy.
Yes, sir.
Loving kindness toward me, your tender mercy. I see day after day. Forever faithful.
God is forever faithful.
Great is your grace. I need you to open your mouth and say, great is your mercy. Great is
your mercy. Today.
Great is your grace.
It's beautiful.
Great is my faithfulness.
so new every morning, for they are new every morning. Lord, they're so new every morning, for they are new.
Amen, amen, amen. That was Pastor Marvin Winans. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is your mercy. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. In addition to that, also they can go to our freetolove show.com, and you can catch the show. It's live right now. If you want to follow, just press the follow button, and you will be able to follow the show, meaning that every time the show comes on, you will be able to have an email. Also, you can go to stellargospelmusic.com, and you can connect with me there as well. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, producers, anyone with a positive message, uplifting message, please, 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 Facebook, Afreda Love at ALFREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, pray for all of your family members when you put them all in one line. Pray for them one by one. What does that mean? That means we're all on one accord. Pray for them one by one and pray for them specifically, because everybody needs something specifically. Then pray for those individuals you know and those you do not know, and pray for yourself, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. It doesn't matter if you don't know who you're praying for. When you hear things and see things in the news, in the newspaper, you pray for each and every person. Amen. Praise God. In addition to that, make sure that you check out the different websites. We have a lot of newcomers on the websites. We're going to actually have the opportunity to be on this huge network. We have one try to pitch our idea to this network for grants and funding. And so we want to make sure that we're ready. But in the meantime, if you would just go ahead and go to AfredaLoveShow.com, you may hear some music. I'm going to turn it down. But if you go to AfredaLoveShow.com, I need to explain to you what's going on here, because we have a lot going on. You will see this page here, and basically if you click on the blue button, StellarGospelMusic.com, radio, you will be right in the studio. Yeah, you got that. Then if you click on AfredaLoveShow.com, radio, you will be right in the studio. These are sister stations. Either one you click, you can get to the studio, okay? Once again, I would like to welcome you to AfredaLoveShow.com. If you want to contact me, it's EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. If you have an artist or a writer, a producer, a community leader who would like to be interviewed on this national radio show, just email me, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. We're going to actually be changing the pictures here, some of the pictures on this particular website, because we have new pictures out. So we'll be changing those. In addition to that, let's go ahead and go to Stellar Awards. As I said before, we would like to congratulate all of those individuals who were nominated and the individuals who won different awards. We'd like to congratulate each and every one of them. Here's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Here's her bio and her music. If you're interested in Sister Eddie Ruth as far as gospel engagements, movies, things of that nature, please let us know. Speaking of movies, Greenleaf is having auditions on Friday, God's will, for the mega church part. And so if you would like to submit, please just email me and let me know that, okay? So show interviews and programs, we have those already. And we're going to add those to this particular page. For the tutoring online, we're tutoring in all different areas as well as certifications. I have people all over who are trained in these particular areas. If you have a fitness question, just feel free to ask the fitness question right here. All you have to do is press this little button, and whoop, there it is. You can ask any fitness question that you would like. In addition to that, if you go to stellargospelmusic.com, go to stellargospelmusic.com, stellargospelmusic.com, and I'm going to give everybody time to get there. Our computer's been a little slow. stellargospelmusic.com, when you go to this particular site, you will see, of course, we always begin with our homepage, okay? And you will see many different things going on, artists and new projects. We have 2016. Oh, my goodness, we're in 2017. We need to update that. 2016, it's going to be 2017, new gospel artist platforms. To inform the Afrita Love Show of any new releases, please email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, with the artist, album title, label, and release date. Also, be sure to check out Sister Dr. Juanita Bynum at 3 with me. And also, if you scroll down, please submit all of your music to emonya_love@yahoo.com. Make sure you're listening to Sister Yolanda Adams' morning show. If you want to connect with me, you can Facebook me, Afrita Love, or you can go to LinkedIn, Afrita Love. All right? On tomorrow, God's will, which is Thursday, tomorrow is supposed to be our top 15 Billboard gospel artists, so please come back to see who those individuals are. We do have some new music. In addition to that, as I try to get this computer to work here, wow. In addition to that, once again, about us, this is an international radio station. And so if you want to be featured on an international radio station, just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, if you want to, or if you have any events, just be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right? Okay. Also, you can go to Afrita dot, her pages .com, and you can read some of those articles. I'm going to have to actually add some more of the articles because I've written over maybe 20 articles. Also, be sure to check out Love's Notes, my Love Notes, which basically tells you about the station, kind of tells you about some of the projects we're going to do, some of the artists we want to highlight. So please be sure to check that out as well, okay? And that will actually be on Facebook. I'm going to actually put that particular information on Facebook. All right. I appreciate each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Make sure that if your friends or family did not have the opportunity to listen on tonight, make sure that they have the opportunity to listen. Let them know that all they have to do is go to AfritaLoveShow.com or StellarGospelMusic.com and click on the button, and you will be able to hear the different recordings. Okay, all of these are archived, meaning that they can be played at any time. I want to thank God, my family, my friend, and my co-host, all of you for tuning in. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Avery. Look.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has